Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty. This is NFC Snap Reactions for Week 8. Again, different format this week, so if you didn't listen to the AFC edition, I just wanted to go through and look, get a global view of offenses. So do an AFC version, NFC version. This is the NFC version. It's not positionally this week. This is kind of a little bit more of an old school one. So I just wanted to go back through. I was interested in this and just see where the fertile grounds are for offense and positional players as we look forward, hunting for, whether it's backup positions or anything like that, getting an idea of where we can look. So starting first with the NFC East, and we have the New York Giants, 17th in terms of plays per game, dropbacks per game. They are 6th. They do lean heavy pass, 62.25%. That is 5th in the league. So they're pass friendly. They're 27th in terms of rushing attempts per game. We'll see what that might look like if and when Saquon Barkley returns. Some of the passing stuff I think is interesting. They rank first in throws, percentage of throws from 10 to 19 yards down the field, and 31st in deep throws. You'll remember last year, Daniel Jones, one of the better deep throwers in the league, still haven't really adopted going that sort of more deep focused. Again, we're moving them further down the line, from the line of scrimmage from 10 to 19 as we sort of get going in that direction. 16th in terms of yards per attempt. They rank 14th in terms of play action at percentage at 28%, 6.4% increase on non-play action to play action. So that's a pretty small number. That's 26th in the league. 20th in terms of running back routes. There's not a huge amount of ceiling there in terms of the running back position without Barkley. Receivers, they actually rank pretty high in terms of all of the production stuff, but actually are underused. So this is interesting. 18th in terms of wide receiver routes. 6th in terms of wide receiver targets. 9th in terms of wide receiver receptions, and 10th in terms of wide receiver yards. Those are all per dropback, right? So that's all adjusted for how many times they drop back. So that's interesting. They're actually outproduce what their share of the offense is. Where does that come from? Well, tight ends. 11th in terms of routes run, 27th in terms of yards per dropback. So that's where you get the get some of the disappointment there. You know, we would have loved to have seen Evan Ingram traded to no avail. Okay, Washington, and they are 27th in terms of plays. They rank 16th in terms of dropbacks per game, which doesn't leave a ton of room there for the running game. 18.6 attempts per game. They rank 28th in terms of rushing attempts per game. 61.2% design pass rate. That is actually pretty high, so that's in the top 10 of the position. They don't do the short stuff all that much. 25 in terms of their rank and short percentage at 0 to 9 yards. However, lots of stuff behind the line of scrimmage. You would, with the J.D. McKissic role, not surprising, they rank 3rd in that stat. 8th in terms of deep percentage passing. So some interesting spread there in terms of where they are at. 23rd in terms of yards per attempt, and they rank 3rd actually in play action attempt at 32.5%, 9.6 yards per attempt on play action. It's a 70% increase over their non-play action. That is the second biggest split between non-play action and play action. So a lot of improvement there. They're running play action a ton. Be really interesting if they get someone better than Tyler Heinicke, you know, what they could offer in terms of some of their offensive stuff, because that's, there's some interesting stuff there to work with. They rank 6th in terms of halfback routes. Again, if they could just funnel a bunch of those towards Antonio Gibson, that'd be nice. 3rd in terms of yards per drop back. So like, just dump those off to Antonio Gibson. That'd be nice. Just hasn't fully gotten there yet. 10th in terms of wide receiver routes per drop back, 26th in yards per drop back. So a lot of non-producing routes outside of Terry McLaurin. I did, as I was reading this, read a pop-up notification that I had that it looks like Logan Thomas is on his way back and should be practicing here in the next few days and on his way back into the lineup. So that's interesting there. Maybe Ricky Seals-Jones will be a cut and Logan Thomas will be back playing there on a bye this week, and we'll be back playing on November 14th. That'd be week 10 at home against Tampa, and it looks like that could be marking the return for Logan Thomas. So interesting there, and I'm excited for that. I got a couple shares there where I'm still, you know, adding in a top 12 tight end into the flex. Could be pretty interesting there. And like I said, 19th in terms of routes, 25th in terms of yards per dropback. So not getting all that much production out of them without Logan Thomas. Hopefully there'll be more there. Dallas is just give me all the volume. 68.5 plays per game. That's first in the league. Dropbacks per game, they rank 17th actually at 40.3 dropbacks per game. Third in terms of rushing attempts, 28.3. So that's fertile ground for offense in general. You're getting over 40 dropbacks per game, and you're getting up amongst the most rushes per game. Just really good stuff there. They actually don't rank that high. And this is interesting considering how much they threw it in week one and how much that anchors into your brain. 26th in terms of design pass rate. That is not what we thought coming into the season, but I think it's really interesting there. 52.5% design pass rate, given how pass happy they went. That is, I think, surprising, and I wouldn't have guessed that was where it was going to be exiting week one. They rank 7th in terms of deep ball stuff, pretty neutral across the rest of the position there, of the rest of the dispersion. And so slightly more deep passing than the market, but relatively neutral, nothing too extreme. They rank 6th in terms of yards per attempt at 8.5. And then they rank 10th in terms of play action rate at 29.1%. They rank, they actually, there's not a huge split in terms of the play action stuff. I always think it's a good sign, right? That's especially when you have high yards per attempt. Like, it is a good sign that your quarterback doesn't need a huge increase there. Again, it's 4.5% increase off of non-play action, but that non-play action is just so high that to go up to 8.8 for play action, you're just very, very high. And again, that's why they're at 8.5. They're at 6th in the league in terms of yards per attempt. That is very good. And, you know, and honestly surprising. They haven't done a ton of running from Dak, even given the given where you know, he has been in his career. And I detailed this, I think I talked about it in the Football Guys show. He's basically like 2% of his production has been on the ground. It's a really, it's like less of that. It's really, really low. And I just think that when you look at that, like, that is a really high floor outcome, because he's not gonna, I don't think that just goes away. So 12th in terms of running back routes per dropback, 19th in terms of yards per dropback for the running back position. So again, middle-ish of the pack there in terms of productivity. 17th in terms of wide receiver routes per dropback, but 4th in terms of yards. So again, you just put that in the right dead smack in the elite wide receiver core territory. And what I think is actually impressive is 9th in terms of tight end routes, 8th in terms of tight end yards. This isn't a situation where you're in a Dalton Schultz land where Dalton Schultz is like running the second most routes and is producing the 15th most yards per dropback. Isn't that at all. He's basically neutral, and honestly, you'll take that over and over again. Last up in the NFC East, you have the Philadelphia Eagles. They rank 29th in terms of plays per game at 56.6. 38.4 dropbacks per game, good for 20th. Rushing attempts per game, 18 and a quarter. That's 29th in the league. They lean pass heavy slightly at 11th in terms of designed pass rate. 6th in terms of behind the line of scrimmage, 31st in terms of short stuff. They rank 10th in terms of deep passing percentage. Again, middle of the pack there in terms of the median percentage. So short and deep, primarily where you're at. Play action, 28.6% of the time, good for 12th in the league. They have a pretty big split, 8.7 yards per attempt on play action. It's 35.8% better than their non-play action. So that's a 10th highest in terms of the splits between play action and non-play action attempts. And then, you know, when you look at it, they 9th in terms of running back routes run per dropback, 17th in terms of yards, so that's negative. And then the receivers are pretty disappointing. Tight ends, you know, you lost Ertz there. So I think we're going to be a watch there and to see how their offense evolves here over the coming weeks. And honestly, this might be a situation that is just an absolute showcase for Jalen Hurts. And this could be a scenario where we're getting, you know, this is a potential landing spot for a guy like Deshaun Watson. But at the same time, Jalen Hurts could be auditioning for a Houston job or, heck, a Detroit job or any number of jobs that he could be potentially in the availability for, in the auditioning for a potential trade. It'll be really interesting to see how the rest of this season goes, because I have a hard time seeing how they're going to sit tight at the position. But as mentioned in the Analytics of Dynasty group me chat just today, there's just not that many people walking around the face of the earth that are capable of playing quarterback in the NFL. There's just not. And so he might be one that maybe Philly's not settled, but a team like Detroit or somebody else is interested in bringing in. So be watching that for sure. All right, Detroit and the aforementioned Detroit Lions turning into NFC North. 14th in terms of plays per game at 63. They rank 7th in terms of dropbacks per game at 42.8. 7th in terms of design pass rate at 61.8%. 23rd in attempts on the ground per game. So, again, you think of that bite him in the kneecap, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, Dan Campbell speech. It belies the fact that Anthony Lynn has been and continues to show that he is more of a pass-centric offensive coordinator than much of the, I think, media would have suggested before coming into the season. So I think that's an interesting one. They're virtually a non-existent passing game. Almost all of their stuff is short and intermediate when you compare it to short and behind the line of scrimmage. They rank, for example, 17th behind the line of scrimmage stuff, 3rd in terms of short rank, but 31st in medium, 29th in deep passing. So really tough there in terms of getting stuff available down the field with any regularity. 6.5 yards per attempt. That's good for 28th as a team. They're in 28th in terms of pass rate, so you figure maybe that actually does go up. 17.1% play action rate. That is 31st in the league, so that's disappointing. 6.9 yards per attempt. That is only a 7% increase over what their non-play action attempt was, which puts them at 24th, so not even that big of a split that they're missing out on. They need to get more production there from their play action. They rank 1st in terms of running back yards per dropback, otherwise known as DeAndre Swift's the monster. 5th in terms of routes per dropback for running backs, again, outproducing that. 12th in terms of wide receiver routes per dropback. Here's the damning stat. 31st in terms of yards per drop back from the wide receiver position. Just a huge disappointment. They outproduce their tight end production in terms of usage in the offense. 21st in terms of routes per drop back. 12th in terms of yards per drop back there. So we'll see how that offense evolves ultimately. I think this is good, right? Good on Swift, good on Hockenson. We could talk about Swift maybe overproducing some of his value. And some of his actual expectation, but I think that he is still going to be in line for a lot of points, even if he doesn't necessarily live up to everything that he could score on those points. Okay, Minnesota, fourth in terms of plays per game, so high pace, 67.1 plays per game. Eighth in terms of dropbacks per game at 42.3. They have 56.9 design pass rate. That is good for 18th. So running a ton of plays, and as a result, they pass a lot and they throw a lot. So up there at the top of both, in the top 10 of both, just because a huge amount of volume, that's pretty good. That is a fertile ground for your production. Here's the interesting part. Eighth in terms of amount of percentage of passes behind the line of scrimmage, 15th in terms of short stuff, 0 to 10 yards, 0 to 9 yards, and then they rank in the bottom 5 in both medium and deep passing. So a lot of the stuff is close to the line of scrimmage. They are at 7.2 yards per attempt, good for 18th as an offense. They are 13th in terms of touchdown rate. So despite Adam Thielen just crushing stuff, they are just slightly better than average. So I think you feel decent about where Cousins is, that he can continue to produce that. They rank 23rd in play action rate at 24.4%. A decent uptick too. Not huge though. So actually below the median. They're at 14.8% improvement on play action versus non-play action. I think that's an interesting... I think a lot of the critiques and criticisms of Kirk Cousins would be like, hey, listen, he's a schemed quarterback. And he's not really. He's schemed at a below median pace in terms of their offense this year. I think that's an interesting, interesting and contrarian development, if you will. Minnesota, they rank 32nd in terms of running back routes run per dropback, 32nd. So if that's a scenario where it's honestly disappointing, because you could be in a situation where Alexander Mattison, we've seen him a little bit, and this might be a scenario where you say, hey, can you get, if Dalvin Cook goes down, can you get what you think is full value for Mattison, because maybe you should take it, because maybe the ceiling isn't ultimately there if they're going to have a limited amount of passing game involvement for their running backs. So again, 32nd in terms of routes per dropback. That could explain some of the disappointment there with the position. That was one spot where I hoped that they would get better, and they've actually gotten worse. It's 27th in terms of yards per dropback at the position. So again, if you were to say like, hey, maybe the Mattison situation isn't quite as good as we expect, like that would be the situation to point to. I still like it just because they run the ball a lot. There's a lot of volume to it. So I think he'll be fine, but and again, beggars can be choosers sort of at that cost and at that level of production. I do think that I'm somewhat surprised, given where they are, that they can that they haven't gotten all of that production out of Dalvin Cook in terms of his passing game work. Fourth in terms of wide receiver routes per dropback. Eighth in terms of wide receiver yards per dropback. So up there in the elite areas of NFL offenses in terms of their production. 28th in terms of tight end routes per dropback. 23rd in terms of yards per dropback. So maybe this will be a scenario where we actually see some uptick here. It'd be nice if Conklin got a little bit more involved. But they really look to be focusing on their three wide receivers, and that being the driving force behind their offense. Green Bay, 60, their passing offense specifically. Green Bay, 60 plays per game, 25th in terms of play rank. They rank 23rd in dropbacks per game at 36.5. They rank 11th in terms of rushes per game at 23.5. 54.1% design pass rate, that is 22nd in the league. So not running a ton of plays and running a lot more than, or slightly more than the league median there, results in some pretty low dropbacks, which is interesting. given who their quarterback is. Fifth in terms of deep pass percentage, fourth in terms of behind the line of scrimmage, and way below the median there in terms of short and middle. So basically, think long and short is basically where they're at. 15th in terms of play action, that is 27.6%. A modest 1.9% increase on yards per attempt from non-play action to play action. So essentially a neutral offense. So again, there's probably ceiling still there to get maybe when you get some of these guys back. They rank 7th in terms of running back routes per drop back, 12th in terms of running back yards, 12th in terms of, 16th in terms of wide receiver targets per drop back on 19th in terms of routes. So they actually do overproduce. Some of that's probably Davante Adams. Most of that's probably Davante Adams. Here's the problem for Robert Tonyan. 13th in routes per drop back and 22nd in terms of receptions per drop back. 18th in terms of yards per drop back for the tight end position. So that's a pretty disappointing line there for a guy that I think some people had some hope for him, at least this year, being productive and coming out of last year's sort of uptick. All right, Chicago is at 56 and a quarter plays per game. That is 30th. They rank 30th in terms of dropbacks per game at 33 and three quarters, 17th in terms of rush attempts per game at 22 and a half. Basically, it's short and it's medium in terms of their passing game. So think 0 to 19 yards, basically. So they rank 4th in terms of short-range passes, 12th in terms of medium-range passes. Yards per attempt, 6.1. That's worst in the league. Play action rate, 24%. That is it ranks 24th. This is interesting, and I saw this. Someone came out with like the idea, and it was one of the – I think it was a former quarterback or someone in big media. I'm pretty sure it was a former quarterback. And they're like, look, you need to throw with play action more. Like, it's look how much benefit this is to Justin Fields. Right, it is. 29.7% improvement on non-play action versus play action. Like, yes, that's true. 13th in terms of improvement. So it isn't even that big of a difference in terms of like helping him out. Again, so you could run it more, but again, it is not, it's not this significant life-changing offense. Fields basically underperforms the market in terms of, or performs, I guess, right about at the market median there in terms of his differences between non-play action versus play action. So I don't think it's that he's not really anyone different in terms of any of that stuff. They rank 30th in terms of running back yards per drop back on 17th in terms of routes per drop back. So getting basically no production out of the running back position through the air. It's a disappointment for both Khalil Herbert and Damian Williams. 24th in terms of wide receiver targets per drop back, despite the fact that they're 15th in wide receiver routes per drop back. What a disappointing year for both Moody and Darnell Mooney and Allen Robinson. 12th in terms of routes per drop back for the tight end position, 26th in terms of yards per drop back. So again, it's a disappointment for the entire offense all the way across the board. Turning next to the NFC South, and we've got Tampa Bay, 2nd in terms of dropbacks per game, 5th in terms of plays per game, lots of volume there. And despite a really high amount of passes, they still are able to crank out 20 attempts per game on the ground. 21.1 per attempts on the ground, which is good for 20th. So really lean pass heavy, but the overall volume keeps it to a position where it can get really high up there in terms of your rush attempts, your aggregate, your gross rush attempts. So I think that's a really interesting one. They actually rank 2nd in terms of passes behind the line of scrimmage. I know there's a lot of deep ball talk about the Arians offense. It really isn't the case. So it's they rank 2nd in terms of behind the line of scrimmage, 32nd in terms of short passing. They rank 2nd in terms of middle medium passes. So that's, again, 10 to 19 yards down the line of scrimmage, and 15th, so relatively neutral in deep pass percentage. So it's an interesting split there for them. They rank 10th in terms of yards per attempt as an offense at 7.7, fourth in terms of touchdown rate at 7.1%. Play action rate is 21.4%, good for 29th, and only a 24.7% increase on play action, which is good for 14th. So low percentage of pass attempts that are play action, about a league neutral amount that it's improving their yards per attempt. So given what they have on the offense, they are able to get away with it without it being necessarily maybe the most optimized situation. In terms of routes and running back production, 14th in terms of running back routes, 14th in terms of running back yards per dropback. Wide receiver routes per dropback is 8th. Wide receiver yards per dropback is 6th. So relatively on point there. And then tight end, 17th in terms of routes per dropback, 17th in terms of yards. So all right in line with their alignment in the offense. Brady's throwing it to the open guy. Atlanta, 9th in terms of play rank. At 63.7, they rank 10th in terms of dropbacks per game at 41.6. They rank 18th at 22.1 rushes a game. They rank 13th in terms of design pass rate at 58.5 there. The worst percentage of their throws are going as deep balls in the league, although 7th in terms of medium passes. So this isn't just we're going to keep it within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage. This isn't a Jared Goff thing. This is we're actually going to hit intermediate stuff 10 to 19 yards down the field. You know, basically between 0 and 20 yards, we're going to sort of pepper it and just not throw a ton down the field. This isn't we're going to throw it behind the line of scrimmage and within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage type of deal. So it is a different design there, which I think is notable. 6.6 yards per attempt. That is good for 26th. They're league neutral in terms of touchdown rate at 4.7%, 29.9% play action rate. That is good for 7th, 8.1 yards per attempt on play action, a 34.5% increase on non-play action to play action. So that's pretty good, 11th in the league, that split. Looking at some of the other splits here, they rank, again, this is including Cordarrelle Patterson as a running back. So for what that's worth, you're going to get some, what I would consider some funky numbers here in a second. Second in terms of halfback routes, second in terms of running back yards, or running back routes, running back yards, per drop back, right up there at the top of the position. That shouldn't be terribly surprising. And because of the nature of Cordarrelle Patterson, they rank 32nd in terms of wide receiver routes, 32nd in terms of wide receiver yards per dropback. I think that is very much he's basically dividing time between the two spots. So some interesting stuff there. And again, his nature makes it kind of tough to categorize. And that's what happens. If he was the other way around, like, it would be totally different in terms of how it's categorized. I don't think that necessarily speaks to anything beyond just his special status as a player. And then they rank first across the board in routes, targets, receptions, and yards per drop back. So already the Kyle Pitts effect in full force. I'll be interested to see what this, and I don't know the answer to this as we sit here in November of 2021, and maybe it's impossible to say, but I don't know what the receiving, how likely it is that the receiving position is a lot different than it is right now, and if that ultimately leads to them taking a discounted tight end two type cost, right, or a tight end two type investment, and to really run a pass centric tight end offense, right? They do have some special nature to their players where they maybe more so than any team defy a simple definition of their players. So I'd be really interested if, like, a Hayden Hurst, you know, if they try and take discounted spots in, like, the Hayden Hurst role in the offense going forward, and to try and use that. And then they can use that, may allow you to use and sort of dictate to opposing offenses in different ways. So I'm really interested in how that works. The flip side of Atlanta is Carolina, and they rank 32nd in terms of a lot of the tight end production, 31st in terms of yards per drop back for tight ends, 30th in terms of routes, 32nd in terms of targets and receptions per drop back. So the exact opposite. They do rank 2nd in terms of plays, 15th in terms of dropbacks per game, 5th in terms of rushes. So if you are getting some usefulness out of Chuba Hubbard, that's a lot of the volume reasons why. 54.7% designed pass rate, that is good for 21st, so below the median there in terms of passing rate. They're pretty neutral in terms of across the board. They throw it to the middle a little bit more than they throw it short or deep, but it's pretty close there. Low touchdown rate, they're 30th in the league in terms of being 2.4% of their attempts go for touchdowns, 30th in the league. Just not cashing in. And you just hope at some point for some of these players that they get quarterbacks that can actually put a ball in the end zone. 25.7% play action, good for 21st in the league. So not even, and it's not a big effect. You know, a lot of the stuff was, hey, you're going to get a Joe Brady offense and it's really going to help Darnold. 21st in terms of play action rate at 25.7%, that's not great. There's not a big difference in terms of play action either, right? So he's at 7 yards per attempt on play action, 13.7% increase over non-play action. That's a 20th in the league ranking. So I look at that and it's just not, again, there's a lot of reasons that I have for skepticism on Sam Darnold, and this just emphasizes why. So it just is a continuing cascade of information that I just don't like about his thing, and this is another one. He's not taking advantage of better situations really either. They're not being super, super helpful, but even the helpful situations, he's not really cashing them in. They rank 3rd in terms of routes per drop back for running backs, 9th in terms of yards per drop back, 13th in terms of wide receiver routes per drop back, and they rank 25th in terms of wide receiver yards per drop back. Thank you, Robbie Anderson. Overall, it's a neutral-ish offense, I would say, with higher volume and maybe some lower efficiency stuff there. And I think there's probably room for them to grow if they were to get into a better spot with some quarterback positions. Like, they're a fertile ground for quarterback production in the event they were actually to get a good one. New Orleans, this would be interesting in terms of how it changes with the changing quarterback situation. 62.4 plays per game. That's good for 16, so right in the median there. 32nd in terms of dropbacks. They were basically not allowing Jameis Winston to beat them. And they rank 1st in terms of rushing attempts per game at 33.9. So I actually think, especially with this new offense, it's 32. They rank 32 in designed rush rate, 40.8%. So really, really low there. Huge rushing volume. I do think with this new look offense, you could. It'll be interesting to see how those rates stay the same, how they change. This really speaks to, like, hey, Taysom Hill. Like, this seems like Taysom Hill. Like, hey, we're going to run the ball 60% of the time. I guess could absolutely be a Taysom Hill situation. Be really interesting to watch for. 7.7 touchdown rate. That's, again, maybe some variance, but probably speaks to Winston a little bit as well. 44.5% improvement on play action versus non-play action. That is a 7th rank in the league. So they were at 9 yards per attempt on play action, and they threw it the 20th most time. So there was still probably meat left on the Peyton Manning bone there to really uptake their passing efficiency. We'll see if they trust someone more, because you could shift around some of these numbers and be a little bit more aggressive. First in terms of running back routes, third in terms of receptions per drop back, and fifth in terms of yards per drop back. They rank 30th in terms of wide receiver routes, and they're relatively neutral in terms of tight end routes at 18, but they rank 30th in terms of tight end yards per drop back. So really not a conducive offense to anything other than the running back position, and we'll see if that continues to be the same. You know, when Mike Thomas comes back, I think that that could be totally, totally different, and we'll be interested to see if there's a quarterback there that can cash that in. So I'm watching Taysom Hill this week. It'll be really interesting to see him or Trevor Siemian. I will do a waiver wire show, but I think watching that will be interesting because these rates could change. And I think meaningful ways for fantasy production. Okay, turn into the NFC West. And the Arizona Cardinals will be watching for their status here with Kyler Murray this upcoming week about, you know, if he's going to be available and whatnot. They rank 24th in terms of dropbacks per game, 10th in terms of plays at 63.6, fourth in terms of rushes per game, 27.4. Pretty neutral in terms of design passes at 51%. They rank 29th in design pass rate. All the teams in this division rank in the bottom 10 in terms of design pass rate. Interesting there, especially LA with Stafford. Arizona leads the league in percentage of their passes going behind the line of scrimmage. They rank 6th in terms of deep ball throws. So it's either short or long. That's interesting there. Seattle, a little bit, not as extreme, but similarly situated there in terms of being on the strong side of both of those sides there. Play action, 34.7% of the time for Arizona. That ranks 2nd in the league. They're basically an even split on play action versus non-play action in terms of yards per attempt. 10th in terms of running back routes per dropback, 21st in terms of yards per dropback, so not cashing in all that opportunity. They continue to be one of the league leaders in wide receiver routes, number one, and yards per dropback, number two. The team ranks 8th in terms of tight end routes per dropback and 7th in terms of yards per dropback. So for a long time, just a black hole of tight end production. They get something out of Max Williams in the past couple of years. They add in Zach Ertz, and you're really seeing some additional variety in terms of their offense. So interesting there. All right, let's look at the Rams here. 61.5 plays per game, 19th in the league. They rank 24th, tied with Arizona in terms of dropbacks per game. They drop back to pass at a slightly higher rate at 52.5%, good for 25th. They rank 7th in terms of rushes per game, 25.25. So again, you're getting some of that Daryl Henderson, that nice Daryl Henderson action there. And it's a pretty good passing offense, ultimately 2nd in yards per attempt at 8.95. What's interesting is these teams rank bottom 10 in terms of pass frequency, and they rank top 8 in terms of yards per attempt. An interesting dichotomy there. LA throwing the ball on play action 25.3% of the time. That is good for 22nd in the league, but a 9% improvement off of play action to on play action. That's an interesting, not a big increase given some of the stuff that we've seen with the McVay offense in years past. You almost wonder if like Stafford's risen the bar on the non-play action stuff so high that it's tough to really increase off of that, or you know, if they just haven't sort of incorporated enough as much vertical stuff as they could in the play action game, right? I think that there's signals here that there could be more growth forthcoming in this offense and just the way that they're used. I'm pretty interested in terms of the way it's put together. And then you look at the outlay. Again, DeSean Jackson was released. So that's notable there. They rank 21st in terms of running back routes per dropback, 29th in terms of yards per dropback. So they're leaving meat on the bone there. Third in terms of wide receiver routes per dropback. First in yards per dropback. Thank you, Cooper Kupp. 27th in terms of routes per dropback for the tight end position. 28th in terms of yards. So just not getting all of that work. Again, a lot of that work is really going running back. From the running back and the tight end position is really funneling through the wide receiver position. So that's, you know, maybe keeping more guys in and that sort of thing. Interesting. And I thought we'd get a little bit more maybe out of like Higbee and stuff like that. But I think that might explain some of the reasons why we're not. All right, San Francisco. And 26th in terms of plays per game at 59.1. 35 dropbacks per game, 28th. They rank 9th in terms of rushing attempts at 24.1. 28th in terms of design pass rate at 51.4%. They're basically operating more frequently behind the line of scrimmage, just slightly, than the rest of the league. They do much more of their damage in the middle, 10 to 19 yards down the field. Than they do basically in the shorter and the deep passing game. As I said before, they rank 8th in terms of yards per attempt as an offense. 5th in terms of play action rate at 30.8%. They have a 33% increase in non-play action to play action yards per attempt. That ranks 12th. And then 31st in terms of running back routes. 32nd in terms of running back yards per drop back. So both of those rate stats really, really low. And that gives me some ultimate ceiling concern in the long term outcome of this. You think basically a more glamorous version of Alfred Morris. That's kind of how this backfield is operating their running game. 26th in terms of wide receiver routes per dropback, 7th in terms of yards per dropback, so really kicking butt there in terms of their efficiencies. 26th in terms of tight end routes per dropback, and 13th in terms of yards per dropback. So really some interesting stuff there. I think that'll only improve across the board once Kittle comes back, which should hopefully be in the next week or two. Seattle, last but not least, 31st in terms of plays per game at 54.1. They rank 31st in dropbacks per game at 33.25. They have 20.9 rushing attempts per game. That's good for 22nd. 23rd in terms of their rank of design pass rate at 53.5. Much of their work, again, is long and short, 9th in terms of percentage of their passes. Behind the line of scrimmage, 4th in terms of deep down the field. They rank, notably, they rank 32nd in terms of pass attempts between 10 and 19 yards down the field. That might speak to just the nature of Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, and Russell Wilson combined, just not really being in that space so much. 19th in terms of play action rate at 25.8%, 12.7 yards per attempt on play action. That is a 78.5% increase over non-play action, an enormous edge in play action. So if you're just looking for small places where they can really take additional meat off the bone for this passing offense, absolutely run play action more. Number one in the league in terms of advantage that has over not running it. 15th in terms of running back yards per drop back, but 27th in terms of actual routes per drop back. So that's really efficient there. 24th, here's another one. 24th in terms of wide receiver routes per drop back, 5th in terms of yards per drop back. So really crushing it there in terms of producing and outkicking what their actual design is. 14th in terms of tight end routes per drop back, 29th in terms of yards per drop back, signaling, hey, some of this efficient route usage that we're using with other teams, we're just not getting, or with other positions, we're just not getting out of the tight end position. So I'd like to see them use a little bit more of that route usage for some wide receivers and maybe some running back production. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Again, try to keep it moving in terms of getting some ideas on some of how these offenses look like. Let me know your thoughts. I probably won't do this again in the nearest future, but maybe somewhere down the line we'll do a global review and look at it. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.